Jake's Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Minshew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint!
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need, and your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves update studio. Is high scoring hockey your thing? The Chicago Wolves led the Western Conference in goals last season. Tickets start at about $3 per goal. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for season ticket information.
I feel like the challenge for us right now as a group is to do that against teams that are not in our division and kind of get on the same page with that stuff and just, you know, do a little more homework and game plan better for that as a group. And I feel like that talk that we all had together, and just everybody get on the same page and gelling a little bit more. And that's what it takes sometimes. Teams got to grow.
Fresh off a sweep of St. Louis, Jason Hayward and the Cubs are now 18-11 against the National League Central. But tonight, the Cubs go outside the division. They're hosting Miami of the American League East. I should say the National League East. So far, the Marlins 1-7 against the NL Central. Eddie Butler and Dan Straley, the pitchers. The Cubs begin play just one game behind first-place Milwaukee. White Sox are off before visiting Tampa Bay tomorrow. Jose Quintana looking to get right. He's 0-3 with a 7-plus ERA over his last five starts. Hockey, Pittsburgh at Nashville for Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Penguins lead the series 2-1, but are coming off a loss in Game 3, a game in which Sidney Crosby did not have a single shot on goal. Football final week of OTAs for the Bears. Tomorrow's session will be open to the media. NBA Oak Park's Iman Shumpert reportedly could be in the starting lineup for the Cavs in Game 3. That's because J.R. Smith has a total of just 3 points over the first two games. College basketball, Ohio State is about to hold a news conference. The school says Coach Thad Matta's future will be addressed. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Want to hear hits like Sweet Child of Mine, Welcome to the Jungle, and more in the way they were meant to be played? Then head on over to 670thescore.com and you could win a pair of tickets to see Guns N' Roses live from the United Center on November 6th. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Spiegel, it's your turn to give the thank yous that you enjoy giving so much before transition.
Thank you to Jeff Passan for being on the show from Yahoo Sports. Ron Coomer for stopping by in the studio, telling some stories, having some fun. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, great job producing today, man. Thank you, Ray Diaz, who does excellent work. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Joe Ostrowski and Zach Zaidman had our updates. Tomorrow on the show, Tuesday, it's Joe Madden at noon and more. It is Bernstein and Goff right now for
Hello.
Transition.
What's happening, fellas?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Beautiful weekend. Got a chance to see both of you guys on, what was it, Saturday we saw each other? Mm-hmm. I saw Danny walking across the street.
Out of Granderson Stadium?
Yeah, Danny, you know, he pointed me to the direction of the parking. And then I see my guy Spiegs as I walk up with the baby.
Saw little Jace.
Yeah, so what's up to Peter Gammon? So what's up to Theo? Went in the dugout, hung out for a little bit.
Did you go to the dugout? Which side? Did Jackie Robinson?
Of course.
Okay, sorry. With Bill? Is that Bill?
Hanging out with those Garfield Park dudes?
I'm unfamiliar with the seemingly genuine contempt.
Different tribes, baby. Different tribes. Now, yeah. Bill Haley, everybody out
Bill
there.
Bill Haley, that's
yeah, right. Man. Good times. Really some really good players, too, that have come up through that system. Of course, the kid that got drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers, number 4 overall. I believe his name is Corey Davis, if I'm not mistaken.
That's the wide receiver from Western Michigan, right? Corey Davis is close.
Yeah. But he's the number 4 overall pick. He came out of that.
They announced
program.
All the players, a whole bunch of guys going to Division I schools.
Zion Pettigrew, he's starting at Iowa, as a freshman, and they're going to take him to China to go play this offseason.
Wow. So, as a catcher? Is that the catcher?
The shortstop. He's a shortstop. Yeah, there's some pretty good talent coming out of JRW, man. So,
there was a kid who was introduced. He had a 4.5 GPA in high school.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get to 0.5?
Well, you do extra credit.
Some schools go on a 5 scale. Some are, if there's all kinds of different
If you take
scales.
AP classes, yep, right. They're graded higher right. up, and so you could be above 4 because it transfers to college.
I used to lie to my mom and tell her that that the AP and honors courses that I was taking, if I got a C in those, that was like an A in regular classes.
Solid. Yeah, she didn't check it out.
Yeah. No, of course she checked it out. Okay. I only told her that once. Yeah, my mom's really dumb. Oh, no, sorry.
I'm just wondering how long that lasted.
Yeah. Probably once.
It's like, oh, you got a 79.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, once. No, that hide got tanned and I got my mind right. But it was a great weekend.
Best lie
you've ever told to your parents?
Most ridiculous lie that you got away with. That's the category.
You probably didn't, though. Here's the thing. Even if you think you did, you probably didn't.
And even if you think you did, you wouldn't say it on the air.
Corey Ray. Parents are listening.
Corey Ray. My bad.
Well,
sorry, Corey Davis.
My mom is no longer with us. So I can tell you that I think she believed it when she found my bong in between sophomore and junior year of college.
And what'd you say?
It was a U.S. water pipes one. It had like these pipes that went around on the outside.
Of course. Yeah, elaborate.
Yeah.
It's a new Erector set.
And I said, that's part of my roommate's airbrushing paint set.
Jesus.
My college roommate's airbrushing paint set. I came up with it on the spot.
And you think you got away with it?
There's no chance
she got away with that.
She was like, man, I packed a bowl in this thing. This thing is amazing.
It hits clean, goes through all the filters.
You taste none of the water, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Day-old water doesn't even have that day-old taste to it.
Put the ice in it, no problem.
No way.
Catch her?
No way. She knew. Yeah. She knew, and she
So you tell your roommate that this thing doubles as a great bong.
That's my mom comes back and tells.
Right.
By the way.
You want to go get some tacos? See,
no, the bowl actually lifts out. It doesn't even need a carburation hole. This is cool.
I couldn't. You don't think she bought? You don't think she bought?
No.
Here's the thing, though.
She lived
another 10 years or so after that,
and she took it with her.
But like I bet when she had cancer and she was smoking a little bit herself for the cancer. She could have told me,
Why?
It could have come up.
That's your thing, though.
She's going to let you have that.
She let me have it.
Well, yeah. You know, my version of that was I reached under my bed to find my bag, and I opened up the Ziploc, and there's a Post-it note inside.
Uh-oh.
And immediately...
You owe me $50. You owe me $50.
And I think, oh, no.
Yeah.
And there's the Post-it note, and in this perfect little handwriting is my dad's handwriting. That says, Danny, your mother and I were shown this by Anne, who was our cleaning woman. She found this and was very concerned and showed this to us. We trust that you will keep this in perspective. Love, Mom and Dad.
And also in zigzags.
And we trust that you will get us one of these.
I was about
months.
To say, like, he was like, and by the way, we pinched a
That's
little bit for quality control.
We trust that you will keep this in perspective.
And you guys never talked about it?
Oh, later on we did. Sure. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay. I thought the note would stand.
It was kind of unavoidable. No, there were. Believe me,
I didn't drink or do anything of the nature before I went to school. So. The worst, I mean, I couldn't lie to my parents because, one, my mom was always in my business. So my mom found my stash, and this wasn't paraphernalia. It was a stash of other things. Shout out to that 7-Eleven on Main Street that used to sell me the Black Tails, knowing that I was too young for it. but I had a catalog, man. Like, I was proud of this, but I used to always shove it under the bed or in the closet, in the corner of the closet.
Why did we think under the bed was some secret place?
My mother,
on top of
our options were limited.
Well, look, the post-it note thing happened. My mother bought a file cabinet for me, and she put a post-it note on top of it. She goes, Jason, this is where the things that you don't want everyone to see, this is where it goes. And after that, it was dubbed my sin bin. And anytime
it's beautiful.
Old Jay, you know, needed a workout, you know, went right to the sin bin. And I was happy about it. I mean, I had everything in there. I had, like, Russian, you know, situations going on.
Situations.
I had Black Tail. Oh, dude, I went classy. I had Playboy. I
club,
had Hustler.
Club.
Everything.
Swank.
Anything
Chevy,
you could think of.
And
yo,
wee.
Perfect 10. I was a connoisseur. And when my mom found
midgets? You had midgets in there?
No, I didn't go to
actual midgets. Not even magazines.
Yeah.
Just one midget.
Big cabinet.
What's that knocking sound?
Get air holes put in the side.
Hey, Mom, I'm out at a party. Would you feed my sin bin, right. Throw some food right. In there.
Can you check on Brenda, Mom? She likes peanut butter, from what I can tell. Nah, man. So yeah, I didn't get a chance to do much lying because we were in such close quarters and there wasn't a lot going on.
And she made it known that you just do you.
Yeah.
I had a computer in my bedroom with dial-up internet, and so.
Yahoo account.
Yeah. But if that was linked to the house and someone's on the phone, but if Danny's door was closed.
Oh, yeah.
Get off the phone.
I'm almost done.
You knew what was happening. Like, wow. Just wait to call for two or three more minutes, please.
Right. Hey, I'm buffering in here.
Have some sensitivity.
Now, before we
tell
get to
Nana
the sports,
while
we're still on the family thing, I have to ask. Does Ruben read the Captain Underpants books?
He does not, but he's very excited about the movie. And I thought of you because I know you, like Jason Bernstein, loved it.
When
he still
was,
does.
Yeah, when he was, you know, 5 or 6, it was the first chapter books he started to read. And loved it. And would laugh out loud, like his real laugh, like his ha-ha, like the
that's awesome.
That Ebullion perfect laugh. So the movie comes out, and it's to tremendous reviews.
Yes.
And I said to him, I said, Jason, I need you to do me a solid. I'm going to see Captain Underpants, but I'm not going to be the solo adult at Captain Underpants.
That'd be a tough look.
I said, let's go to Rotten Tomatoes. I want you to see what the critics are saying, and you're coming with me. It's short. It's going to be 90 minutes start to finish. It's right up at Western. We're going to go. And he's like, fine.
He needed a sell job like that? Really?
Yeah, he didn't want to be the 12-year-old kid at Captain Underpants.
No matter how cool your childhood was, you don't want to relive it with your dad, especially.
But it was hysterical.
Did he agree?
Yes.
Okay. Is Kevin Hart one of the voices?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. And we're both crying laughing. It's anybody 3 years old and older.
All right.
Go.
We'll enjoy it.
Go. Wow. It's hysterical.
Wow. That's awesome.
I remember you talking about
Captain Underpants. So do
because
I.
Because of Jason.
Yeah.
I remember that. And then when I saw the movie, I was like, is this? Like, does this still happen, or is this just a reboot?
So
like, what's going on?
It's really good.
Captain Underpants is your intellectual property in my head. I connect you with Captain Underpants for the rest of my life,
and also Hunter Pence, because that's when that started with him and his kid as well, where he was calling him Underpants, dude, so his kid can understand.
So when I was talking about Jimmy Pearsall this morning, I referenced Terry saying. Like, all right, we got to get Pearsall on. He'd say, wait until he's had his lithium latte before we put him on. And I didn't know what lithium was for, really, as a drug. Like, you know, and then you realize how he could joke about mental illness.
Yeah, before SSRNs, yeah.
Yeah. But, his ability to joke about it was way ahead of its time.
Used to make that call every once in a while. And it'd be so hilarious. Hey, kiddo. Hey, this is what I want to get into. And then he'd give you a list of things that you had to tell your host.
Yeah.
That, hey, that's before, right. Before, it was like a Bears
hit. Oh, I forgot that.
It was like a Bears report where it's like, this is what I want to talk about first. And then we'll get into whatever the guys want to. Because he came prepared.
Jimmy was, that
was his time to shine every week.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd call him, and every once in a while you'd call him when he wasn't in the best of moods. And then other days you'd be like, oh, it's smooth with Jimmy today.
But you're right about that prep. Tom Scher was on Hit and Run yesterday, and he was talking about how Jan Pearson Saul at the time would make photocopies take pictures of the newspapers, took pictures of the newspapers, what they were writing and saying about the Cubs and Sox, and she would fax them to Jimmy if he was on the road. no internet,
yeah.
But she was part of his machinery of getting prepared to do his job as score baseball expert.
Yeah,
awesome.
I go back a long way with Jimmy, and I what needs to be discussed too, and I'm not sure if it has, and we'll talk about him, and it's, I used to call his WIND show as a kid. I used to be on the air as a caller talking about White Sox, and it was, I think it was IND at the time, and they'd say, yes, ma'am.
I'm not a woman.
Right. I'm actually. They say, okay, that's what's your question? They gave me a chance. It was, and that time they always play the sound when I was in the booth in 1981, and I walked up there. Harry could not have been more gracious, and you know, obviously, you know, he kept giving me the microphone and let me talk on the air. And that was bad. It was 670 at the time. I'm MQ. And Jimmy goes, what the hell is that kid doing in here? Get that kid out of here.
What accident did he win?
And Harry's like, don't worry. Just sit down right in between us. And he literally went right in. Hey, get that kid out of here. And then after the whole thing, he like, can I have your autograph? Of course, yeah. Give me a sign. You're going to get you out of here. But that was my first interaction with it. It wasn't so warm, but we joked about that at the time.
I remembered vaguely, but so I had to ask. And I asked Mac this morning, texted him, Jimmy and Jan Pearsall hosted the Monsters of the Midday, the Heavy Fuel Crew, and Ron Gleason at their house in Phoenix. Jan made a huge meal and shared baseball memorabilia and stories with him. And I didn't remember this. Jimmy Pearsall coined, we're happy for you, when caller Southside Ron told Pearsall that he was a handsome black man. I'm a handsome black man. And Jimmy Pearsall went, we're happy for you.
And it lived on forever.
Wow.
Lived on forever. I didn't know that.
I didn't remember that.
That's I just remember on his show, no, I mean, he was great at hanging up on callers, too.
Yes.
He had
hang up on his guys.
No, Jimmy had on IND, he had no tolerance for annoying
callers.
He used
to do it as a guest, though.
No, but I know what I'm saying.
Hey, that's enough of this guy.
He would do it. He would tell his producer, push a button on this dog. It was just great. Just no time. Move
pioneer.
On. Keep it moving. You know, move on to the next guy. But really, if you think about what he was before it was fashionable.
A ball player?
Was an unvarnished, unafraid, teller of truth.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about that earlier.
Danny was talking about this morning that as a coach in the Cubs system, and he really pissed off the Cubs, they ended up firing him.
They fired him.
Yeah. But because like, he was
too imagine critical. A guy today coming on the show, right? You guys have players. Mm-hmm. We have Madden. Morning show is Basio coming on and being like,
this guy can't play.
Yeah, or I mean, to what he did was
they should fire
Andy McPhail should be fired. It's like, well, wait, you work for the
that's
team.
That's your boss.
Corey Patterson. I'll never forget him coming on and talking about you can hear Jimmy's voice and interest level and investment when he talked about Corey. And even when Corey was up, because he watched that guy and tried to groom that guy and whatever he can.
Especially defensively.
Whatever pieces he could drop on him. And when it started to go sideways for Corey, he talked about the waste of talent and how they didn't develop him right. And, you know, always gets back to the ball drill and all that other stuff. But it was like, they're hitting him in too many different spots in the lineup. And he would, like, there was a couple of guys that he would gravitate towards and you could tell that this was more than just another person coming in the Cubs system.
No, he had investment in
Corey Patterson felt like that guy for me when I was listening to him.
Yeah. He also was part Jimmy and that attitude, that idea of saying, I'm going to tell you this, and it's going to be informative and entertaining, and I don't care what the consequences are. That infused the DNA of the score
without a doubt.
A really important time.
Totally. It made you realize that that's what you wanted from people.
Because it could have went to just nothing but licking coaches all day long.
And for an upstart station that was in the process of still finding its collective voice, his presence mattered. Because you knew people are going to fixate on his controversies and the fights and the blowups. But I think at least here, we have a responsibility to really understand what he meant to finding that particular, the frequency with the listener of what you tune in here to get that you might not get elsewhere.
I think that's well said.
Opinion.
And it made other experts look really bad by comparison. When Chuck Daly would come on and not say a damn thing, you'd be like, what the hell are we doing here? You know?
Be an expert.
Have an opinion. Yeah. Have a thought. Be a truth teller, at least on some level. And Jimmy was.
Yeah, Jimmy's one of those guys that proved to you that, you know, once you got done with the intro, now you got to entertain me or tell me something. And like you said, Chuck Daly, some of these other guys with big names.
Right?
I used to always marvel at the host that thought that a big name was cool, and then you get a guy on and he'd say nothing.
Nothing.
Boring for 10 minutes because a guy didn't want to let go of him because he's a big name. And then at the end of the show, well, look who we had on today. I'm like, look who didn't listen while that person was on.
Yeah, right, of course. Give me the guy who's at the bottom of the roster who can tell the story and give the analysis, the opinion.
You could do anything. You could be a great player, but be a good interview and be engaged. And that's all I've ever asked of anybody that I've ever listened to on any platform. Be engaged.
Yep.
Act like you wanted to be there, even if you didn't want to be there. Because I shouldn't know. And Jimmy Pearsall never felt like he didn't want to be on these
airwaves. And the fact is, he was a really good player.
Yeah, he was.
He was a really good player. I mean, that's one of the best fielding outfielders before we had StatCast and some understanding of
Jimmy was before StatCast.
And even before anything close to resembling modern fielding metrics. But that guy, by every account, by everything available and everything anecdotal, was one of the great fielding outfielders.
He threw out 15 guys the year he came back after having the nervous breakdown and missing a year. He threw out 15 guys and had 7 double plays. He was part of 7 double plays because guys were, you know.
It's crazy.
He's just throwing behind guys, whatever.
It's Jimmy Guerrero.
Vlad Pearsall. Pretty big basketball news just broke during transition. Thad Matta out at Ohio State, effective immediately. Did you guys see that before you came in?
We were talking about it before. We saw that the announcement was scheduled, and obviously he's had a series of health problems.
Yeah, right? 49 years old.
He's only 49?
Yeah. I thought he looked old.
That man's been through some things. He's got bad back, bad hips. You know, he's when you quit this early, it's because your wife and your doctor said you got to go.
He's saying not necessarily done forever, never say never, but,
of course.
You know,
and they're coaching him.
Sounds like Urban Meyer after Florida a little bit.
And I talked to somebody.
Urban was running from
arrests. Yes, yeah, Urban. That was
BS. Urban was like, Aaron Hernandez off this campus just in time.
Timing's crazy. Archie Miller was a shoo-in for
that
job.
That's what I was going to say. The people I know that know Ohio State said that's the name they circled. That was going to be the guy, and... This all comes with some odd timing after Indiana scoops him up.
Yeah, I mean, or just really unlucky timing for Archie Miller if he wanted the Ohio State job.
I think Archie's going to do just fine.
Yeah, sure.
I think he's all right.
And Ohio State ran out of those guys that they could take freshman year that would kill you by junior year. Like, those guys just stop becoming those juniors that would kill you because they don't get a lot of one-and-dones outside of Jared Sullinger and Greg Oden and Mike Conley, some of these other guys.
He had some good teams, though, man.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he made Ohio State a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made Ohio State a thing. It was fun. I always think it's cool when you can make a football school a prominent basketball school, like everything moving at the same time. Michigan State
Billy
has done
Donovan.
It for a little bit. Texas, Florida. Yeah, exactly. Those schools with all the resources, like, yo, by the way, we're going to go out and get these blue chip, you know, first round draft picks and make some noise in the tournament. I've always thought that was cool.
I remember seeing a Sullinger Ohio State team at Welsh Ryan coming to play Northwestern, and it was like, oh, yeah, that's a completely different animal in terms of every.
It's a first round pick.
Right. Yeah, and but also just in terms of the scheme and the coach, like everything that they were doing, it was a different organization.
What do you guys have today?
We got Len Casper at 2:00 because the Cubs are back.
All of a sudden, the Cubs have returned from the wilderness.
Richard Deitch at 3 p.m. Chris Herring, senior NBA writer at 5:38 or 5:00. Yeah, Chicago guy too. So should be fun. Should we? And it's on at 5:30, and we got some other things as well.
A $25 gift card from Aurelio's Pizza can also be yours as well. But there's a lot to talk. I got a funny phone call last night during the basketball game. It's the landline, which means it's either Beth's parents, my parents, or a telemarketer. Because those are the only people that call our landline.
You hang up on all three.
Did I realize you still have a landline?
We're one of the few. I'm old fashioned.
I do too, but Xfinity offers you the triple play and it's cheaper. You might as well.
Yeah, I can't do it for whatever reason. And
I don't have a phone, but I have a landline.
So it rings like, oh, it's my daddy. And he's like, hey, when did the NBA turn into this? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, this is unbelievable.
About 14 years ago.
Yeah, he goes, everybody on the floor is awesome.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Yeah. Has been watching the regular season.
Right.
Or the playoffs.
Have you seen the Seahawks defense?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yep, that's what it looks like.
Ray Lewis killed the guy?
And I started to get into, well, you know, it started with Mike D'Antoni, and then he's like, I got to go. I got to watch this.
Yeah, man. Yeah, this is... Tell him to get it in while he can.
Right.
Because
where are you on your five prediction?
By Wednesday. You know, no, I think they'll win this next one, but that'll be the only one that Cleveland gets.
When LeBron says, I need to go drink some wine.
Yeah.
You know,
get some food and drink some wine.
I need to not think about this for a little while. Yeah. They're pretty good.
Yeah, more fight in the stands than the Cavs role players over the last couple of games. You see the fight at the end of the game? Did anybody see this?
Of course I saw it. Yeah, dude, when Ron put out, JR got in front of him.
ESPN could not switch the camera quick enough because it was like, this Sterling production of NBA basketball at Oracle Arena where everyone loves each other and some dude is catching a two-piece on camera and they stopped JR, they stopped LeBron from walking into it, and this dude is just, you're like, your team just won. It had to be somebody touched somebody's girl situation because it was like, everyone's like, yeah, we kicked your ass. And these two dudes are just going at it. I'm like, yes, that is the NBA that I knew and loved right there. Brown folks up front causing ruckus. That's what I'm talking about.
So like somebody went to cop a feel in celebration.
Something happened and somebody
we won the game.
Exactly. Right. Hey, Mama Curry, come over here. Get this two-piece on your way out. So, yes, that was the highlight of the game for me because everything else was just excellence dripping all over the Cavs.
And ass kicking.
Dude. Yeah, what do you do? You know, and the fact that anybody mad at Kevin Durant, like, well, he just wants to get a ring. He's the best player out there doing everything for him, so I don't want to hear it. Yeah. I don't want to hear, like, well, this is just, he just wanted the easy way. That's not easy. That's a really, really talented way.
When everybody started making rings more important than everything else, these kids listened. So, deal with it.
There it is.
We covered a lot.
Yes, we did. We covered a lot.
I'm going to go find my sin bin.
Yes.
Yeah. It's Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Want to listen to your favorite radio play-by-play announcers like Pat Hughes or Jeff Joniak?
Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Matching your radio audio to your TV. Yeah, that's a sports fan's dream.
It's got a chance! Gone!
Go to DelayRadio.com. Use promo code THESCORE to receive free shipping and order a SportsSync Delay Radio now.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. The Stanley Cup Final is just too perfect. If you're not watching, you should be. Nashville is partying like Carrie Underwood just agreed to a Tinder date with every single guy in the city. They had 50,000 people watching Game 3 in the streets. And Halitosis Gate. PK Subban says Sidney Crosby trash-talked him, saying, he's had bad breath. Sid says, no, I didn't. He's lying. And only in the NHL could a player be offended because somebody suggested he was being impolite on the ice. Look, PK Subban's probably a bad breath guy. And any of those enforcers for the 1980s. I mean, those guys had no teeth. That's just a lot of open gums and sores. But embrace it, hockey. Love it, hockey, because the fans in Nashville are. And it's time the rest of us jumped on board. I'm DA.
Insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the Geico app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the Geico app. Thank you.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Is there ever a scenario where you have too many guys that need to play?
You're absolutely right on. We have a roster right now that you'd like to play guys more often, but there's not as much room. I mean, you only get to play eight without the DH.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Stores. Hey, we've been talking a lot about basketball today on The Score, and if you're paying attention, you know it's all about earning that hardware. Hey, it's Chris Tannehill here for my friends over at Chevy, and Chevrolet has the type of hardware that we haven't seen around here since that dynasty in the 90s. The Chevy Sonic, Camaro, Silverado HD, and the Tahoe, all J.D. Power Award winners. See, Chevrolet proudly raises the banner for dependability time and time again, as Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power and Associates Dependability Awards for cars, trucks, and SUVs 2 years in a row. row. From design and safety performance to fuel efficiency, Chevrolet vehicles consistently earn top marks. Chevy proves that, yes, you can have it all. So do yourself a favor this summer. Get behind the wheel of an all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox. From style and technology to performance and safety, the all-new 2018 Chevy Equinox offers the complete package. It has everything you need to do everything you want from the most awarded car company 3 years in a row. Go check out my friends at Chevy and do it today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's always a joy to talk to Rick Hahn, the White Sox general manager, Luis Robber. It's just great to see you guys steal what amounts to maybe the number one pick in the draft.
This is a type of talent that would be very much in the mix at the top of the draft, if not considered the first pick in the country.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Jake Arrieta.
We haven't played our best baseball, that's for sure. It definitely could be worse. And, you know, we're looking forward to tightening up our game all the way around. You know, pitching, defense, offense. Everybody's holding themselves accountable.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Need legal advice from a reputable attorney? Send questions you want answered to cbschicago.com/legaladvice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's cbschicago.com/.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Madden, what's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can help you.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz and Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Big Red!
Scoreboard update.
133 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studios. High-scoring hockey, your thing. The Chicago Wolves led the Western Conference in goals last season. Tickets started, about $3 per goal. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for season ticket information.
In San Diego, you know, some of the guys, yeah, we just talked. But it was good stuff, you know, just getting back to focusing on what we do. Inside the clubhouse, focusing on the guys and playing the game.
Kyle Hendricks crediting the talk in San Diego after the Cubs' 0-6 road trip for helping turn things around. Since then, they've won three straight, a sweep of the Cardinals at Wrigley. Maybe it's just playing at home that's the key. Cubs are 17-11 at Wrigley Field this year. Tonight, they host Miami. Eddie Butler and Dan Straley, the pitchers. White Sox are off. They're in Tampa Bay tomorrow. Sox have lost five straight. College basketball, surprising move at Ohio State, where Thad Matta is out as head coach. A national search for his replacement underway. Matta is the all-time winningest coach in Buckeyes history. 337 wins in 13 years, including two Final Fours. Hockey Game 4, the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Nashville, where the Penguins hold a 2-1 advantage in the series over the Predators. Football, the Bears have started their final week of OTAs. Tomorrow's session open to the media. The 49ers agree to terms with Elvis Dumervil. NBA, the Cavs reportedly considering a change to the starting lineup. Oak Park's Iman Shumpert could get the call. J.R. Smith has struggled, just 3 points in two games. The Hollywood Reporter is reporting that Al Pacino will play Joe Paterno in a movie about the Penn State sexual abuse scandal. Barry Levinson is set to direct the project. Now it's CC's
part. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Tell the people why you say, oh, no, Dan.
Just because he's going to start screaming at everything.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Barry Levinson. Okay.
No.
Al Pacino?
Yeah, just Al Pacino is Joe Pye. There's no way it's not going to be completely over the top.
It's probably going to be bad.
You're in the Lash Building. Okay. You get all a settlement. Right, I'm dead.
All right.
Hoo-la!
Quit yelling.
All right. Sorry, Zach.
Yeah, I can't hear a word you're saying. Now it's CC's.
Played.
Yeah,
wow.
Exactly. It's veteran move right there.
Fan
by me.
Of the show.
Veteran move by you. Well, you're a wily vet.
That not even true. Wily anymore. He's a grizzled vet.
He's moved up to grizzled.
Yeah, he's grizzled.
He's a
grizzled.
Venerated.
Zach, how long have you been with the station now?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're going for like what? 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's grizzled territory. Come on, Mike. Shep's still you know bright-eyed vet. Zach's grizzled. Angry vet.
I don't think he's angry.
Angry?
He's not angry.
No, not angry in the sense that he's going to cause ruckus at the station. But
he's not like bitching about being at games. He's not at that point.
No,
he's like the old guy.
I don't think Zach's
like
ever going to be that
mad
guy.
That he's there wants to get home. And it's just like I'm surrounded by those people. I always wondered why don't you just go home.
Zach's an assassin of a different type.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. That's not his tool. When it comes to being a professional assassin.
No, he's like Jason Bourne.
Yeah,
it's like he woke up and didn't even realize the scope of his own power.
Yeah. You hit the floor and it's a wrap. Zach got you. You didn't even see it coming.
All right, let him finish.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm not angry. Hungry. Now it's CC's party with the new stuffed crust trio. Ooh. Bacon stuffed crust and new grilled cheese stuffed crust pizza. Join the original topped with pepperoni. The stuffed crust pizza is on the unlimited buffet for just five and change. CC's. Prices may vary for a limited time only. Guys, you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Marlins on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart.
Sometimes you make bets.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Bad, bad, bad.
Len Casper's going to join us at 2. Richard Deitch of Sports Illustrated, the media critic and political pundit, will join us at 3. Chris Herring, the senior NBA writer at 538.com. He's going to join us at 5. We'll do It's On at 5:30. We'll have surprises along the way as well. And the aforementioned $25 gift card from Aurelio's Pizza will be given away. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. It's where you listen to us live, streaming 670thescore.com. Texting 67011. You text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff.
Don't tweet me.
At Dan_Bernstein.
I'm on Snapchat too, doing more work over there these days. It's different though. It's JAS1Goff because I couldn't get the O-N.
Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. The website BernsteinandGoffShow.com for podcasts and blogs. You can like 670 The Score on Facebook also and interact with the show there, or you can watch us Facebook Live and watch 670thescore.com. That's presented by our friends at American Needle, purveyors of fine sports hats and things.
I was going to usually I mention your hat,
but I don't know if this hat is an American Needle hat.
These hats that are in front of us on the console here are American Needle hats. This hat is a special Jackie Robinson West League hat.
I assumed it was something with a 42.
Yeah,
on
from
there.
Bill Haley. So, you know, I pulled this one out today to, you know, commemorate my hanging out with the guys. And, yeah, they were trying to sign Jace up, asked me if he was left-handed. I'm like, I don't know. You know, all he does now is poop and cry, so I don't know which hand he throws
There's several big league players that can be described in that same way, too.
Yeah, exactly.
The video feed directed by Brian Gertsch.
My shrink says that all women are not cut out to be martyrs.
Is that a slam at me?
No.
None of my childhood schoolwork or artwork or anything for that matter is here anymore, nor Barb's. Anthony Soprano, 7th grade Mr. Martino. I had him. Why Fear Strikes Out by Jim Purcell is a good book. Let's take a look.
Jim Purcell.
Yeah, Jim Purcell. No. Jim
Purcell. It's Jimmy!
Come on, Aida Turturro. Get that one right for us. I think
I saw her the other day after I dropped everybody off. I dropped a kid and my lady off, and I was coming up McClurg. And I swear to you, I text the fellas too because they're huge Sopranos fans. I'm like, dude, I just saw Janice. And I'm pretty sure it was her. She was coming out of a very nice hotel.
Well, did you check to see if she was in town for a production or something?
No. I just wanted to excite the guys over there because they're big Sopranos guys.
They are Nick Shepkowski.
That's an unbelievable lead that he has.
That's a trick, that step off and hold the ball. He's not going to throw to first base. But he did. That's all right. It's worth it.
The fans are shocked as well here in Wrigley.
A shocking applause.
Tim McCarver, never stop being you.
Yeah, he's
they couldn't have timed that up better. That's just great.
Just being wrong on the button.
Yes, just right there. That train's never late. Yeah.
That's Tim McCarver
is wrong again about something.
It's a talent.
The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
We're with Brian, a big Cubs fan. How long have you been a Cubs fan, Brian?
By birth, I suppose. So about 34 years.
World Series is pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, it was the best thing since 83.
It was better than 83.
Better than 83.
Who was the last Cubs MVP before Sosa?
Greg Maddux. I'm an idiot.
No, that's, I mean, that's a good answer, but you're going to hate yourself.
I am, aren't I?
Andre Dawson.
Ah, the Hawk.
The Hawk wants to give, I got to take my 10 back.
That's all right. Six. That's fun, man.
83 Nation. Jeez. Represented today. 83.
So that's one of us there.
Shout out to Luke.
Right? Yeah, that's
Luke Stuckmeyer's longtime guy.
Not just Luke. No. Right? I think
Brian, a big Cubs fan.
No, Brian had no clue.
I disagree.
No, Brian had. You think so? You think so, Tanny?
Nothing Brian's, good for like Brian's P1. Love you, Brian.
Really? Yeah, listen to the end.
See, I think Brian. Okay,
at the end when Brian makes a point,
I think Brian is just being led by Luke, and they're going back and forth. So you think?
Happened in '83 for the Cubs?
That's what I was saying immediately. Well, right. I mean, he's a 34-year-old Cub fan. I don't expect his knowledge to be vast. I mean, no shade to you, Shep.
Hey, I'm 31.
Yeah. Okay, so I thought he was just being led by Luke, who was a guy. All right, my bad.
No, I think Luke picked up on the cue so he got from Brian.
He started dancing a little bit. All right. Run that one
Plus
more time.
Plus, the guy did the voice at the end.
He did.
We're with Brian, a big Cubs fan. How long have you been a Cubs fan, Brian?
By birth, I suppose. So about 34 years.
World Series was pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, it was the best thing since 83.
It was better than 83.
Better than 83.
Who was the last Cubs MVP before Sosa?
Greg Maddux.
Cubs machine.
I'm an idiot.
That's a good answer, but you're going to hate yourself.
I am, aren't I?
Andre Dawson.
Ah, the Hawk.
The Hawk wants to give. I got to take my 10 back.
That's all right. It was fun to be on. 83
Nation represented today.
Yeah, okay. He did the voice. All right. You're right.
Sack machine.
Andre Dawson, Jerry Curl machine. All right. Let's get into serious sports.
This segment brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape.
Some Cubs things felt better this weekend.
Yes.
Kyle hit a granny.
Everybody okay?
And three walks yesterday?
Yeah, Mike Matheny.
Dude.
I mean,
dude.
You're
coming to get your pitcher late. Some of the bunt, the bunt attempt with the play already on, and then the guy's like, screw this, I'm swinging into a double play.
Your lefty is ready.
Yeah.
He's literally done warming up. He's standing there.
Just waiting on you.
And then you bring him in to face Chris Bryant.
Yeah. It wasn't a good showing for him.
That's the Cardinals have some, between the broadcaster and the manager, there's some intellect issues that we have.
There are also some people issues, because I went to Friday's game, and a dude, you could tell all people who aren't from here.
Save it. I want to hear all about this. Yeah. We will next on The Score.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Peter Gammons joins us.
People tell me that Bryce Harper would prefer to play for the Cubs. Somehow, I don't think that it's going to be affordable to have Bryce Harper and Chris Bryant on the same team. I'd love to see it.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Jake Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks. Specifically, smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Mint Chew. Made of organic mint, Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint.
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I've been talking a lot about Upside.com, telling you it will save your company big on business travel and that you'll get a big gift card every trip you buy. Sounds too good to be true, right? So I went to Upside.com to check it out. Super fast searches, by the way. In less than 2 minutes, they gave me a few awesome choices on United and American flights to Denver, because that's where we're going here soon for a Sox trip. They worked for me on a bunch of big-name hotels, and the first option got me $200 worth of gift cards and saves the station over $300. Then they showed me options if I took a flight an hour earlier or stayed at home at some kind of hotel down the block. I get even more in gift cards, and the trip costs the station even less. That's the beauty of Upside. Being a little flexible gets you more. But if you're not, you still get big savings and a huge gift card. Taking a business trip, you'd be crazy not to use Upside. Spend less of your company's money and get more rewards for yourself. Upside is the real deal. Got me a $200 gift card. Trust me, go to Upside.com today. Plus, when you use promo code SCORE, you are guaranteed to get at least a $100 Amazon gift card your first trip. That's code SCORE to get a $100 gift card for free. Save big on the travel and get a big gift card every single trip. See what your next trip worth today. Upside.com. That's Upside.com. Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai. Because right now, we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history. Like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event. And it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a postpaid subscription to a residential Xfinity internet service.
I love my one time.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
All service oil changes at half price, from just $14.99, including a free tire rotation. That's right, full service oil changes starting at $14.99.
Don't worry, call the Car X Man.
At participating locations, see manager for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The 1-2 by Uehara. Swing and a miss. The ball game is over. The ball in the dirt. The throw to first in time. Cubs sweep the Cardinals.
It's always good to be here, man. I mean, our folks are wonderful. It is the playoff atmosphere on a nightly basis. That's not an exaggeration. That's not hyperbole. That's who we are here. It's a wonderful place to play baseball, man. And then to have us come back and give them something to get into, that was awesome, too.
Cubs winning games again.
Yeah, just like they're supposed to, damn it.
Yeah, guys are hitting home runs. Defense is a little bit better.
Ian Happ is very stumbly.
Very stumbly out there in center.
But he hit a couple of dongs.
Yes,
you don't care, as long as you don't stumble on your curtain call,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did. He one-hand finishes, man. There's something about that one-hand finish, whether it be when Manny used to do it or David Justice, but when a guy could finish like that with that kind of power.
Fred McGriff with the helicopter.
Yeah.
Or Ken Griffey with the stand up and set down.
Sheffield didn't have that, did he?
No, Sheffield just had a violent top hand.
Yeah.
Violent top
hand. He just had the bouncy bat, the trigger that was like, how are you getting loaded up for this pitch? But it was a good weekend to be a Cubs fan. It was a good weekend to be a Cubs player. You saw guys get back on track. Addison Russell hit a few balls hard. I mean, seems like, you know, I'm glad that Aaron Boone and David Ross got into the discussion that they got into last night about where he needs to be and what he needs to get back to and how launch angle isn't great for everyone. If you don't have that kind of wrist talent or power, then maybe all you're doing is hitting fly balls. Chris Bryant's got that. You know, certain guys have that. Chris Davis has that. Some of these, Jed Jerko apparently has that.
Aaron Judge apparently
with all the opposite field home
Miguel
runs.
Miguel Sano has it.
Yeah, but maybe Addison Russell should just start hitting line drives again. So it's a good weekend to be a Cubs fan and especially a Cubs player if you're Kyle Schwarber getting back on track.
This segment brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant. Try a toasty flatbread or chopped salad topped with steak or chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. Limited time only at participating restaurants, and you were out at Wrigley.
Yeah, Friday we were out just hanging out watching the game before the show, and I had the issue that you can only have at a baseball stadium where someone puts their arm over their companion, but their arm is kind of leaking into your space.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a couple of people from St. Louis. not smaller folks. And this young man was sweating profusely.
Ew.
And
oh,
the arm sweat, it looked as if there was a squeegee being dragged across his arm every time he moved his arm off of the seat. It was like just clearing sweat off of his arm. And I bought a couple of beers, and the entire time I had to hold my beer because the cup holder is right underneath where his arm is just raining sweat. And
hallelujah.
And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, I'm laughing at it, and I'm like, look at this. Like, there's no way in hell I'm gonna have a cup full of psoriasis here soon if I put my cup underneath this guy's hand. So I pointed out to the person sitting next to me, this dude who was on, like, it seemed like he was on, like, a business lunch.
Oh, it wasn't Eron?
No, Eron was actually there.
Of course he was.
Eron reference.
Wow.
You'd see how fast he jumped at that?
This is what we're
like
on.
A cat off the mound to field that
you
bunch.
You threw the Peyton-esque lob, by the way, and Sean put it down. Yeah. This is what we're on now. All right, bet. So I looked to my left, and the guy who was there with his lunch date, he's like, yeah, what are you going to do with that? And I'm like, nothing. You know, I'm just going to hold my beer. This man picks up this, like, 30-pound arm off of the seat and puts it in the guy's lap for him. And I'm like, yo, like, you're crazy. Like, I'm not touching anybody at a baseball game. I don't know what the hell that day has been for that person. Like, he physically removed the guy's arm, and the guy just looked back and was like, huh? He, like, grunted, and then he just went about his day watching the game. But I was
that's worse than an airplane armrest fight.
Yeah,
that's worse because it's sweaty and it's like in your business.
But that's the thing. I was just looking at it like that's quite an arm you've got there. It's very sweaty. I wasn't gonna touch the man. This guy removes this guy. You know, that's how you handle that. And I'm like, yo, man, you
already shot him.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, I'm sitting there like, what are you like? These blue haired ushers aren't gonna break this up. Like this man was at least 3.5 spins. So, I mean, he's probably, you know, early 30s. I mean,
and maybe from St. Louis, which means he's irradiated and you're changing your DNA.
Already doesn't like what happened in Ferguson, so he's looking at me kind of crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, man, I'm like, don't start no fights over here. But other than that, it was a terrific weekend. It was a great weekend of weather. Not a great weekend if you watch Sox baseball, but, you know, other than that, there's some other things happening.
Didn't really watch a lot of Sox baseball.
You didn't tune into the Tigers and Justin Upton shellacking the ball all over the field?
No, some Cubs, some basketball. By the way, I realize what I love about Koji Uehara, what I just adore. I couldn't quite figure it out.
His haircut?
It's his mitt. He's got dad mitt. Look at it. He's got a mitt from like 1988. It's too big. It looks too new. And it's a style. It's not the modern style glove. He's got old man dad mitt.
To Google I go.
And it's like the color's weird. Koji, and it says Koji on it. I checked. I looked very carefully.
The Koji mitt.
But it's like it's almost got a retro chic about it, going back to just the right time. It's like baseball card 80s pitcher dad mitt.
It is rather large.
It's large, and it's just it's
in charge.
I don't know. It's when, like, at your kid's game.
This is what you realize about Koji Uehara.
When they ask one of the dads to go get a kid warm, you know, they run down. All right, mm-hmm. Do you have your glove? Yeah, I got my glove. I got it in the car. That's a humdinger of a glove. I'll bring that thing out, and it's that. That's it.
This isn't a regular mitt. I'm looking at it now.
It isn't. I can't.
What do you mean it isn't?
I don't know
isn't.
Exactly what model it is, but it's sort of like the Jerry Seinfeld theory that men stop changing like when they get married. Like if you got married in 1965,
that's all
you still have
be...
your Vitalis and your hair and your Sans Belt slacks, and that's who you are.
For the rest of your life.
And that's who you are. And you don't update anything.
No.
And I think Koji's, what, 40?
41, right?
41. Okay. He's not downloaded any new software?
Right.
No, he got the glove that he liked, and he'll have a new version of that glove. It's like my mother with her toaster oven, where she's going to go take that thing and have it fixed instead of going to Target and spending $25 on a new toaster oven.
So it's a very brown glove. That's from what I can see. I don't see any Cubs pitches yet, but he doesn't have the cool blue glove like John Lester.
I would just love to talk to an equipment guy in the know if it really is.
Would you really
really? Kind of the model that I think it is. Yeah, I like stuff. I notice stuff like that. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. And Indeed, Len Casper is up next on The Score.
Cubs fans, time is running out to join 670 The Score's Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins broadcasting live 9 a.m. to 1 from Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse as they host Wilson Contreras and Kyle Hendricks for the first luncheon of the Cubs On Deck series this Wednesday, presented by Xfinity, AZEK, and Office Revolution. There are only a few tickets left, so get yours now at 670thescore.com/ondeck. Get your tickets before they're gone.
Climate.
Pontiac RV's Summer RV Sale is June 8th through the 11th. See the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in Illinois, all on sale. Featuring new travel trailers and fifth wheels from Coachmen, Forest River, and Keystone RV. Plus huge discounts on motorhomes from Winnebago and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 at exit 201 in Pontiac.
This season, hit a home run at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. Find innovative living for less with a Grand exclusive instant savings on Samsung French door refrigerators. Discover features like the Family Hub, a Wi-Fi touchscreen for food management, family connection, and wired entertainment. Get your home a new hub and check out all of Samsung's innovative kitchen appliances at your nearest Grand Appliance location. Grand Appliance and TV, you make it home, we make it grand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And